I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rumors about 27-year-old Miriam Ibrahim are still floating around. One is that the Sudanese government is planning on releasing her soon. However, Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra says that's not true. Ibrahim is a Christian, married to an American citizen. However, because her father was Muslim, Sudan's courts refused to legally recognize her marriage, and that led to both adultery and apostasy convictions and a death sentence.
The defense team for Miriam is waiting for a verdict to their appeal process.
She's being pressured to renounce Christ. Keep praying she remains a light in dark places. Next, Turkey is a country of about 76 million people, 99.9% Muslim, making our next story pretty amazing. Turkey Country Director for International Needs Network, Betnan Knutkin, says the Ministry of Education recently asked him to write a Christian curriculum for religion classes in public schools. Why?
Because Turkey is on the way to Europe. They created nothing from next year. They will have elective course in the school. They promised to print it. And this is the first in the whole Turkish history. This is a wonderful.
And the World Hunger Fund is getting a facelift. A partner of WHF organization Baptist Global Response is excited about the changes, including a new name. Global Hunger Relief. The purpose is to maintain the same functionality and vision as WHF while getting the next generation involved. WHF is part of the Southern Baptist effort to reach the world for Christ. Visit our website to learn how you can help fight hunger. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.